least.
Auntie, if you're gonna bust somebody, at least use, you know, at least use something new. Don't use something that was, you know, 20 years ago.
Auntie, I guess you're sane.
Sane? You're the one who's sick. He's a jerk.
You wanna bring up your audio, Donna? Your audio's a little low, Donna.
If the rig goes in television, well, I can't hear anything.
What's the matter, Pat?
You should bring your audio up just a hair, okay?
A hair? Yeah.
Yeah. So I can't hear you.
Go ahead, Betsy, you can talk.
A very good point. Pretty little tissue.
Then you qualify even better for
Fancy, don't you have anything to say?
Yeah, you have so much to say, you can't shut your mouth for 1 second. That's quite obvious.
The channel's clear for 2 minutes.
Yeah, come on, Fancy. We'll wait for your mouth to open. Speak.
He's got to open his mouth every 2 minutes. He's got to broadcast from the toilet.
Yeah, your face is the toilet. Your mouth is the toilet, though.
Again? Did you ever look in the toilet? Yeah, you looked in the toilet and you saw your face.
No. See, your mouth is a toilet, and when I sit on your mouth, you have your tongue up my ass.
And that's what comes out of it.
No, you're the one who comes out of it, you marshmallow.
It does. It makes as much sense as a monkey. Animal. Roger, just quiet. I mean, I can't get the word in for 2 minutes. I mean, she could have talked when he wasn't talking.
That's all right, I'm not talking now. But Betty has nothing to say. She wanted to talk before, she has nothing to say now. Go ahead.
So sweet, Roger.
Thank you, Donna.
Rod.
Yeah.
Where are you, third period?
Third?
Yeah.
Matt.
Where?
Endson. 218 or something like that.
No.
Yes.
How come I stay on the third floor that day?
Third floor.
Where do you go fourth?
Lunch. No. Wait a minute. No, 4A, I go to homeroom.
Third floor?
Yeah.
That's where I saw you.
Where were you?
I come out third period. I come out of C313.
Really? I'm in C314, homeroom 4A. Oh boy, Donnie's sounding food.
Little Ajax is across the hall from me. Yes, he's so cute.
You mean, well, I see Ajax. Wait a minute. I see Ajax at the end of the day.
Is he as cute as Pat?
He's cuter.
What do you want, you fat slob?
She packed some 38, so watch.
Yeah, she packed shit.
Out order.
She packs tissue paper.
Pat, you shut up too.
What? They started with me. I heard my name in there.
Pat's a big mouth pimp.
Yeah.
Pat's a big mouth pimp.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nick don't even know what it is. She packs tissue paper. I'm sitting here fixing my rig, and I hear this garbage.
We're sticking up for him.
Who are you sticking up for?
Who's that?
Who's Pat? Who's sticking up for you? You shut your mouth.
She is. I heard her say something about I'm not cuter, so she said mock me out or something.
If you would know Ajax, he's an ugly dog.
Jack is cuter than you.
Yeah, she said that, so I mocked her out because you know damn well it's not true.
It is though.
Oh, shut up, Nick. You don't even know the kid. I mean, that's I'm trying to mock the kid out, but...
Well, let's figure this. If you're cuter than him, I mean, he's so ugly.
Alright, let me put it to you this way. Audrey, I'm sorry. I didn't know what you meant, okay?
Gentle peace, Nick.
Ha ha ha, Nick, Nick.
What?
Gentle peace.
Oh, one of his rubber bands broke.
That was cute.
All tied up.
Hey, Audrey, make sure you don't make a wrong turn to a building. You might knock it
down. Makes sense, Nick.
That's best sense is a monkey.
I think that's what Roger just said.
Hey, Audrey, how's your gerbils?
Fine. They're hamsters.
Oh, same thing.
Raj goes to bed with hamsters.
Now that made sense.
Thank you. Raj goes to bed with his ring when it's nice and hot.
What'd you say?
I helped you, Raj.
Now, Pat, what'd you say?
I helped you, Raj. Don't knock me, man.
Now, what'd you say?
Beaver's brother, he was talking about the boogeyman from Boogeyland today, so I was laughing. He goes, who the hell is that kid, Pat? I said, I don't know.
Nick.
He brought that up. I'm surprised he still remembers. He goes, oh, some crazy kid, new kid came on the air, boogeyman from Boogeyland.
Nicholas.
Yeah.
I'm only kidding when I call you Tinselpiece, you know.
It doesn't bother me because a lot of people have them. And in the end,
I know, I'm just, you know, busted.
Don't listen to her. She's only trying to make you feel good now.
No. She's right. I mean, Nick's right. Like, look at BN. BN had him, but he got so embarrassed he cut him off a wire cutter.
I could take
it hurt.
That doesn't bother me.
BN, you really did that?
They got to be a pain in the ass just like you are.
No, you're the pain.
Wire cutter.
Nick, you know how they hurt.
The end.
What?
It takes one to know one.
Man, Ben, you can't take it like a man.
I'm not a man yet.
I don't think you ever will be.
No, I will be soon, Pat. Will be soon.
Pat, so you're starting it too. Leave him alone.
Pat, you're a little man. You are a man yet, but you'll always stay that small.
Yeah. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll be fortunate.
It'll be just small enough to fix rigs for the rest of your life, because that's, you know, I think it'd be nice and small to get in there.
Right, the old saying. Big things come in small packages.
You're an exception.
He's a dumb one.
Yeah, tense.
Tense.
That's short for Metal Mouth. Yeah. Yeah, come on. Alright, Bill. Come on. Yeah, come on.
Bill, surprise tomorrow.
What?
Ben's gonna get the surprise tomorrow with 24, you know, surprise.
I thought you were working.
Don't try to hide it. I don't care if you get 24 channels, 2400 channels. It doesn't matter because you'll get marked out on 24 channels instead of 7 or 8. So if you want to act like that, that'd just be just as worse for you, because it doesn't matter to me.
Well, you don't know, BN. If I'm on, you won't have 1 minute to talk.
That's right, because you'll have your big flabby mouth going, learning about everybody's personal life, back history, business life.
She's queer.
Yeah, she's horny.
Hey, don't worry, Raj. I was going to pay a visit and take out 22A.
She's horny for the toads on lily pads. Yeah, we...
Yeah, alright. Whack.
What's the matter, Raj? Your jokes aren't good tonight.
I think they're good.
That's a shame that you don't agree with my jokes. That's too bad.
Maybe she better go off.
Hello, Breaker. Dave. Frank.
Maybe just being the snob tonight. How about
a little...
Holy God, it's almost 10:45.
Yeah, sure, you'll be alright.
Maybe not now. You see, Nick has to go to bed early, so that's why I figured I'd say that's why he goes off.
Betty's the only person I know. She uses mobile, but she still can't get off the hook.
We'll pick it up and return. Oops. Yeah.
5:40.
Hey, Betty.
I'm at Lush, so I was just monitoring around.
Unfortunately,
buying them all.
Thank
you, dog.
Ah, don't you call her a dog, you...
Betty. You're a dog, you're a dog.
Betty. That's it. Harass us, Brad. You're a horny Western Jew.
Excuse something.
No, we can't talk even, so shut up.
Her little Betty's giving out all these orders, I can't believe
it. Betty, can I ask you a personal question?
Oh, ask me a personal question.
Nick. Do you use mobile?
I didn't even know what you... What was that?
There's that stupid laugh again.
Wait a second. Betty, can I ask you a personal question?
No. Can I ask you one?
No. Just say yes.
No.
Do you use mobile?
No.
Alright, you can't get a laugh again.
Let's see.
She can't get off the hook.
Oh, you won't get off the hook, all right. Wait till I get my car. I'll get a nice big hook for you.
What are you going to get for a car? A 1905 Ford?
What? No, I'll get something, a steamroller, so I can roll you out on the ground.
Uh-oh. Betty says she's going to get a steamroller to roll me out on the ground.
She's gonna get something from Mr. Schwartz's used car.
That guy's always calling the police.
No, she's gonna get a steamroller to roll out pennies so her money goes fast, easier.
Sandy. Yeah. I heard you gave somebody a blowjob in a closet last night. Is it true? No.
I believe it. She'd do it to a frog.
No, it must be a pretty good hiding place there. Why, have you been in there yet?
Somebody stepped on you, Audrey. I want to hear the joke again.
And where'd you get them funny jokes from?
Donna!
What?
I hereby pronounce, I give you the trophy of Miss Snob for the night. You
are. Oh,
all right.
Thank you.
Ah, the snob, all right.
Don't call her a snob, you slob.
Ah, she is tonight.
Pat, I'll get you a pacifier tomorrow.
Yeah, you couldn't even put one in your mouth. There's a metal block.
She patted back on the pacifier. Bendy's got two of them, or does she?
She don't. Pat, do you want diapers or Pampers?
She got, no, hey, Raj. She has a cash register.
Ah, is that it?
Yeah, it's gonna go down your throat.
Nah, I wouldn't want it to.
Why? It was supposed to go down mine, but now it's going down yours.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll say I'm sorry and be grateful all that. Then she won't throw it down my throat.
Roger.
Back in, I'm trying to help you here.
Banana juice.
If you're so interested in my pennies, you could have them.
Paper pennies. I'm not interested in your paper pennies, right?
I don't believe she said that.
I don't know, something about pennies or something.
She'll give us, she'll scratch all the copper off of them and leave the plating.
She does? What kind of shampoo do you use?
Betty uses STP shampoo.
Right.
For a hook.
Yeah.
Why?
Head and shoulders. I don't even have to answer. Bounce,
get off the air. Well,
logic. I like
to smell herbal.
Oh, well, commercial's over. Bounce.
More illegal. 2,000 wives are talking without you.
Come on.
Sorry, Star. You want to ask Star, please?
Can't believe the Mark V is shaping up like its old self. Ugh, it looks so... Yeah.
Like fancy hair.
No, like your rig.
No, like... Hey, Bentley, give me a 10 count.
Nick.
Yeah.
Did your mother follow her glasses?
Yeah.
Who?
Both.
Oh. Do they wear them all the time?
No.
How come you do?
Because my eyes are worse than theirs.
What's so funny?
I don't know.
I tried to wear glasses.
Donna, do your mother and father wear it?
Yeah, those glasses match his face. He's so ugly.
Benty, your nose matches your mouth. It's so big.
Tell me about it, Dick.
I just did. Your nose is as big as your mouth.
Tell me about it, Dick.
Banana.
Dick.
The banana piece.
Please, everybody, 20. Oh, come on, break.
How about that chipmunk face? You want a channel for your wolf? You have a copy on his mobile? How about that chipmunk face? You have a copy on his mobile for your wolf?
Well, answer, Bentley.
Raj got turned into a banana once. Too bad he couldn't stay that way. That was a compliment, Raj.
No, it isn't a compliment.
Trying to help you, Raj.
It's a wise crack by you.
I tried to help you. Again, I'm not going to help you now. I was going to help you.
Don't need your help.
Betty, do you use mobile?
No, it's your bedtime, so I advise you to go to sleep like a good little Nicky.
Oh my God, I can't believe it.
Benty, what a name.
Benty, that's how you make a fool out of yourself. Why don't you tape yourself, play yourself back, and listen to it, see how you make a fool out of yourself.
No orders.
Maybe you can learn from experience, like you do with other things.
That's a good one, Raj. In a way, it's not funny, because it's the truth.
I'm gonna have a hard time with this PACB switch.
Well, listen, Owen.
What are you doing with your rig?
You went,
took it, I'm putting it back into the. I'm gonna sell it. And I'm gonna put it back to the regular thing.
He's feeling up that rig again.
Why? Yeah, prick.
Rick DeBenta, you wouldn't have to worry about the PA. She got a big enough mouth.
Come on, Nick. Stop making me laugh. Nick, you're making me laugh so much that I'm frowning.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Doug.
Come on.
Bentley, I like that little thing you had on the back of your hair. Is that to prevent the grease to get to the end, or is that a little heart over there?
The last time I saw one of them was in an antique shop.
it's an automatic grease remover.
The style.
Here's something good. How come every time I face you, Rod, you have nothing to say to me? What are you afraid? I'm going to smack you in the mouth?
I say I don't want to be embarrassed in class. You see, I don't want to be associated with you in school because I wouldn't want anybody to think I'm crazy like you.
You're the one they think is crazy. You sit in the back of the room like a hermit.
That's where I got put. You even, hey, look, I'm better. I'm better with the teacher than you are. You're the one who gets yelled at in class like a stupid fool, sits in another chair like an ass.
Yeah, once in a whole term, right, Ben? Right, jerk? Yeah, you're the one who gets hollered at. You're always talking to that little guy, whoever his name is.
Hey, I'm talking, but you're like an idiot and just switching chairs. What do you play, musical chairs? So what?